We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And my guest today is a spiritual life coach and author of True to Myself, Peace, Love, Marnie. How are you, Marnie? Marnie Goldman, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, kind of tell us, define what a spiritual life coach is.
Well,
there's a lot of types of life coaches, right? We all know they're all over the place.
But tons of it. Everybody's a life coach. But for me, I'm a trauma survivor. I've had a lifetime of trauma. So for me, believing in the universe has my back because I'm a miracle. I shouldn't be alive. So I preach basically I have surrendered to the universe saying, you know what, whatever happens, good or bad, I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be right now. So when people look at my life and what I've been through, they feel a sense of peace when I talk to them. You may not feel where you want to be right now, but the universe has a plan. So it's like surrendering to whatever happens in life, you're supposed to be where you are, whether you like it or not.
That's so true, because you, when you like it or not, you never know. And how do you kind of, like, in a way you're talking about surrender, but how do you really kind of manifest things to come in your life that you want to come in your life and really believe it can happen?
Well, here's twofold. You know, when I say surrender, let's say you spill coffee on yourself before you're about to leave for a meeting. You know what? You are protected. Instead of, oh, getting all crazy. When that happens to you, I'm like, okay, I was being delayed for a reason. So it's looking at every situation that's out of our control and wasn't supposed to happen. I walk around constantly saying, wasn't supposed to happen. If my flight's delayed, I wasn't supposed to leave yet. So it's just finding the silver lining on every single cloud. It's hard, but it works.
It's hard, but again, if you can believe, you can manifest and it can happen, because think about it. As Napoleon Hill said, there's a seed and benefit to anything, everything. So there's a seed of benefit to any trauma, difficulty, challenge, as long as you can kind of regroup from that and keep moving on. So what do you teach clients to kind of have them have success? Because you're talking about spiritual life coach, seeing specifically the manifestation that you can bring the great things to your life.
Everything about me is basically mental health advocate. I advocate mental health because I, at 47, I'm going to circle back to the answer. When I was 47, I was diagnosed with ADHD, OCD, clinical depression. I had suicidal ideation. So my whole life, I thought I was crazy, lazy, stupid. So when I was 17, for example, 1987, my mother was on crack, left me stranded. Oh no, that's just one night. I mean, I have a lifetime of that. Threw me out of my car, her boyfriend, on the cement at a gas station and drove away. 1987, not one family member wanted me. I was on my own. I was lived on the floor. I was beaten. I have these circumstances in my life. You can't make it up, but I'm a survivor. And I let people know you can make it. If I made it, you guys could make it. I never had a childhood, nothing. I mean, I really embrace the fact I'm alive.
Yeah, and that's definitely important. And what tips do you say in the new year so that people can kind of really look at, and you talk about the whole thought process of understanding when bad things happen, but how can we bring more good to our lives in 2023?
Have realistic expectations. You know, I put a quote up saying, don't change for the new year, be you, be the best version of you. And I tell people to stop comparing. Don't look on Facebook, I call it, because you're ruining out on the moment that you have a blessing. We're here right now talking. But if you were worried about, oh, he has more likes than me. Oh, why did she go on that vacation? Who cares? It's all perception. And a lot of people get depressed, grown-ups, children, when they look at social media, but it's fake, 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 fake. And I want people to appreciate the fact that they have a house, a job, a car. I was homeless with my three-year-old. We slept in our car. So when I tell people you can do it, but have realistic expectations, baby steps. Don't you have to worry about losing 100 pounds, whatever. Go like 5 pounds, baby steps in everything you do. I tell people realistic stuff.
And how can you make those things happen that you're going to make progress in 2023? Make the you said baby steps, but will it happen? You have to believe, right?
Right, exactly. Instead of saying, I'm going to go run 3 miles every day, you know what? Start with walking around the block and then do a couple times around the block. So you can't run before you can crawl. It's like being a baby. So put your toe in the water. You don't have to go full out swimming. If you've always wanted to start that scrapbooking, okay, try one page. just in little increments, because I have ADHD, so everything overwhelms me. So I need to do everything in small increments. Otherwise, my head would pop all over the place.
And you got to figure out how to control that gift, right? Because
yeah,
it is a gift
yeah.
that people don't understand. And once you understand it more, you can develop it more, because more people, they, you know, and there's different ADHDs, trust me. And
everybody, there's no, exactly, there's no textbook. One is the same
no,
with all of
one
the
works,
symptoms.
Everybody works differently and things like that. What do you owe your success, especially being a spiritual coach? What do you keeps you grounded to keep going?
Oh gosh, one, I live in the moment. Once I start to think about the past or forward, I stop myself. And I'm like, breathe, because we all are head spinning. What's this going to happen? What if? What if I say stop the what ifs? Because that's kind of shaming ourselves. What if it doesn't work? What if this doesn't happen? So I just keep, I guess I don't let myself get ahead of myself, because I can't control the future. So staying present is very, very important. Also a routine, small things, making your bed every day. Sounds crazy, but it's a sense of accomplishment in the morning. My face wash routine is my routine every single day. So small things that keep you consistent. I used to lay in a bedroom for months. It was a day, and then it became months. Dark room, depression, crying.
Oh,
wow. It was horrible. But people look at me now, and that's why I'm an advocate for major mental health, because nobody would know that I laid on a floor crying, wanting to die.
No.
I'm bubbly and happy.
But it's such, so it's great now that you are. And that's where, and then because you figured things out. Where can people find more information on you, Marnie? Where they can they go and purchase your book?
Mm-hmm. Peace, Love, Marnie, MARNI.com is my website. And people can book a 15-minute free consult with me to see if I want to talk to them, whether it's young teens or adults. But I do, there isn't anyone I can't relate to. Your situation may be different than mine, but what I have gone through emotional-wise, there's nobody that doesn't get affected by me or my book. In fact, I have to plug myself because it's so cool. My book's being sold at NIH, the National Institute of Health, in their bookstore. I walked in because I know when you read the first two chapters of my book, people are like, oh, how are you alive? It's like Jackie Collins meets mental health. That's me.
People need to pick it up, and there'll be a link in all the different descriptions.
I'm on Amazon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Marnie. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. You got
it. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.